All right. Hey, everybody. Welcome to our morning devos. And if you weren't aware of this, today is day one of our New Testament in 1 year reading plan. And so we are starting with the book of Mark, chapter one. And again, if you weren't aware of this, I hope you can join us for throughout the rest of this plan. For those of you who are prepared, I hope you're excited and ready to go. But again, we're starting off with Mark chapter one. We'll be taking it one chapter at a time, Monday through Friday, with the plan of finishing out this plan by this time next year. So without further ado, here's Mark chapter 1. The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in Isaiah the prophet, "Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight." John appeared, baptizing in the wilderness and proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And all the country of Judea and all Jerusalem were going out to him and were being baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair and wore a leather belt around his waist and ate locusts and wild honey. And he preached, saying, "After me comes he who is mightier than I, the strap of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." In those days Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And when he came up out of the water, he immediately he saw the heavens being torn open, and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased." The Spirit immediately drove him out into the wilderness, and he was in the wilderness 40 days, being tempted by Satan. And he was with the wild animals, and the angels were ministering to him. Now after John was arrested, Jesus came into Galilee, proclaiming the gospel of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." Passing alongside the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, the brother of Simon, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you become fishers of men." And immediately they left their nets and followed him. And going on a little farther, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, who were in their boat mending their nets. And immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired servants and followed him. And they went into Capernaum, and immediately on the Sabbath he entered the synagogue and was teaching. And they were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one who had authority and not as the scribes. And immediately there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit. And he cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent and come out of him." And the unclean spirit, convulsing him and crying out with a loud voice, came out of him. And they were all amazed, so that they questioned among themselves, saying, "What is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." And at once his fame spread everywhere throughout all the surrounding region of Galilee. And immediately he left the synagogue and entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Now Simon's mother-in-law lay ill with a fever, and immediately they told him about her. And he came and took her by the hand and lifted her up, and the fever left her, and she began to serve them. That evening at sundown, they brought to him all who were sick or oppressed by demons, and the whole city was gathered together at the door. And he healed many who were sick with various diseases and cast out many demons. And he would not permit the demons to speak because they knew him. And rising very early in the morning, while it was still dark, he departed and went out to a desolate place, and there he prayed. And Simon and those who were with him searched for him, and they found him and said to him, "Everyone is looking for you." And he said to them, "Let us go on to the next towns, that I may preach there also, for that is why I came out." And he went throughout all Galilee, preaching in their synagogues and casting out demons. And a leper came to him, imploring him, and kneeling said to him, "If you will, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, he stretched out his hand and touched him and said to him, "I will, be clean." And immediately the leprosy left him, and he was made clean. And Jesus sternly charged him and sent him away at once, and said to him, "See that you say nothing to anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest and offer for your cleansing what Moses commanded for a proof to them." But he went out and began to talk freely about it and to spread the news, so that Jesus could no longer openly enter a town, but was out in desolate places, and people were coming to him from every quarter. All right. Again, so we're starting our New Testament Bible reading plan with the book of Mark. And clearly, as you just read or heard, this first chapter is quite a long chapter with many different pericopes or in other words, many different passages. And this is actually quite representative of the book of Mark. So as you read this book, just be prepared for some jam-packed chapters. You know, compared to the other gospel accounts, by which I mean the books of Matthew, Luke, and John, the book of Mark is very straightforward and matter-of-fact. A word you'll see repeatedly used throughout the book is the word immediately. You might have caught that as we were reading it. And that only just contributes to that quick-hitting, straight-to-the-point nature of this book. It's just one after another, immediately this, immediately that, and there's a lot filled in each of these chapters. Of course, but that means that there's a lot that could be said about this chapter. My goal here, our goal each day won't be to unpack every single thing. But since we're starting off this book, and since we're starting off this reading plan, I just wanted to talk about the beginning. Verse 1 says, the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. That's classic Mark. No buildup, no suspense, no making the reader guess at anything, just matter of fact, this is what the book is about. As at least some of you may have heard before, the whole Bible from Genesis to Revelation points to Jesus, but the book of Mark and again the other three gospel accounts are explicitly about the gospel, or aka the good news of Jesus Christ. So this book is focused on telling about Jesus, the Son of God, God incarnate who came to make a way to the Father. And Mark makes that very clear, literally from the very beginning, the very first few words of his book. Having said that, the next couple of verses take kind of an interesting turn in light of this start, because we see that the very first thing Mark spends some significant time on is not Jesus, the Son of God, but a prophecy from Isaiah and an eccentric man hanging out in the wilderness known as John, or John the Baptist, as we might be familiar with. To those of us who are familiar with the Gospels, we know this man as John the Baptist. And like many other biblical figures, we might see him with a bit of wonder. You know, maybe you grew up in Sunday school, and so you saw those illustrations of John the Baptist and heard the stories, and you had this certain image of this holy man. But think about how Mark describes him. And so picture this. This is a man doing ministry in the wilderness. So not where most of civilization lives, not in the town or a city, but he's in the wilderness. And he also wore clothes made of camel's hair, strapped a leather belt around his waist, and locusts and wild honey were part of his regular diet. I don't know about you guys, but when I picture this, I don't see a respectable minister. I see a wild and eccentric man. And there were likely many people in that day who felt that way about him. But when we read about what he taught and what he said, what his ministry consisted of, it's actually quite remarkable. In particular, I'm struck by how certain he was of his purpose and his role. You see, John knows very clearly that his role is to prepare the way of the Lord. He's going around proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, and you know what? People are going out to him. They're being baptized by him. Despite his eccentric nature, he's gaining a following. Yet with all of this, he is making it very clear over and over again that after me comes he who is mightier than I, the strap of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. Basically, he's saying, I'm not the one that you're waiting for. I'm not the one that you're looking for. Of course, I want you to listen to me, but that's because my role is to prepare the way of the Lord. I am not the Lord, but I'm the guy who's here to prepare the way for him, for this one who is soon coming, one who is far greater than I. I'm the fulfillment of the prophecies of the prophets Malachi and Isaiah, but not those prophecies, not the prophecies of the Messiah. I'm here to prepare the way of the Lord, the one who is soon to come. In other words, John is saying, it's not about me, it's all about Jesus. I doubt that any of us has the same specific calling that John the Baptist did, to go into the wilderness wearing camel fur and eating locusts and wild honey. But if you consider yourself a follower of Jesus, then you do have the calling to make Jesus known, pretty much like John did. It's part of our identity as sons and daughters of God to make Jesus known wherever we are, whoever we're with, to prepare the way for the return of Christ. And so in a way, The way the book starts off is actually not a deviation from how Mark's first few words about this being about Jesus. Even by talking about John, Mark was talking about Jesus, pointing to Jesus, pointing out how Jesus was the one that everybody was waiting for, including this man, John the Baptist. And so again, to bring it back to us, in what ways are we making our lives about Jesus? And then related to that, in what ways are we making Jesus known? In what ways is your life pointing to Jesus? Is your life pointing to Jesus? I pray that as we read through this book and the rest of the New Testament together over the course of the next year, that we'll come to know Jesus more. Again, that's what this book of Mark is all about. That's what this Bible as a whole is all about. It's all about Jesus. And I pray that we'll come to know Jesus more. And that as we grow in our knowledge and understanding of him, and as we are formed and shaped by him through the reading of Scripture, that we would grow also in living out this calling of making him known to those around us. Let me pray to close out this devo. Father, we thank you for your word. And Lord, we, for the next year, we want to be extra intentional about being in your word, about reading it and studying and chewing on it, God. And so I thank you for all my brothers and sisters who are joining in this, Lord, in this journey together. Father, I pray that we would remember that just as your word is all about you, I pray that our lives would also become all about you, that we would be formed and shaped by you, and also be able to share about you, make you known through all that we do, Lord, just as John the Baptist did. And so, God, I pray that you would help us to do this day after day, and may this be one of the results that come from spending each day in your word, listening for your voice, and being led by you. So, God, we thank you again. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I hope that you have a great rest of your day, and excited to be journeying with you all through this Bible reading journey. Have a good one.